Welcome back to the Jimi Hendrix Experience live at Monterey, American Landing.
Just the end of time.
Jimi Hendrix Experience from the new CD and DVD, Live at Monterey. In June 1967, the world had never seen a rock festival before, so no one was exactly sure what to expect at Monterey Pop. Michelle Phillips was in the Mamas and the Papas, one of the festival headliners. She and her husband, John, worked behind the scenes to put the event together.
Monterey always had a very manageable crowd. I think that there were never more than 15,000 people together at one time at Monterey. We wouldn't have allowed more inside the fairgrounds. And of course it was beautiful, blustery, sunny days with a very Renaissance feeling of people selling their wares outside, and 150,000 orchids had been shipped over from Hawaii, and there were orchids everywhere. The police, who were maintaining some kind of order at the festival, were wearing them in their bubble hats.
Festival organizer Lou Adler.
The audience was making a transition from going to pop concerts to something much closer to a jazz concert. They were, in most cases, not listening to a record, but were listening to a musical performance by the artists, and not wanting to miss any part of it.
When the Jimi Hendrix Experience was chosen to appear at Monterey, the three members of the band were excited about playing in America. The band's manager and producer was Chas Chandler.
Jimmy was an American. He didn't want to live all his life in England. The minute things started happening in America, he naturally wanted to be in his home country. And he was an American. It was important to him to be big in America.
Experienced drummer Mitch Mitchell.
The idea of going to America, especially the West Coast, and I just got this flavor of West Coast America, and it lived up to my expectations, and way beyond. I'm seeing, like, young girls, young ladies, putting roses in policemen's, like, helmets. I haven't seen anything like that before or since.
Bass player Noel Redding.
The young ladies were very, very attentive at that point, and I was very young. But then I found when I went to America to do Monterey in June 67 that the American ladies were even more attentive.
Journalist David C. remembers Monterey Pop.
There was this rumor that there was this very exciting new artist coming out, but nobody had heard of him, nobody knew anything about him. During the course of the festival, his name came up in various contexts. I remember, I think David Crosby of the Byrds had mentioned him in passing during, you know, something between songs.
And the man who introduced the Jimi Hendrix experience on stage? None other than Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones.
One of my most vivid memories of Monterey was the first day we were there and walking down the Midway, and there was Brian Jones, and to see Brian Jones there in his cape walking around was just like some, you know, somebody from Mount Olympus had stepped into our town.
Once again, drummer Mitch Mitchell.
Brian Jones was with us all the way through from the English flight. He was a great friend of Jimmy's and ours, and of course he was introducing us.
Thank you. Killing Floor, the first song performed on American soil by The Experience. You're listening to the Jimi Hendrix Experience, live at Monterey, American Landing. The entire performance has been remastered, and a new DVD about the event has just been released.
Let's do it just one more time for The Who.
After The Who destroyed their equipment as the finale to their set at Monterey Pop, the question was, how could anybody follow that? Festival organizer John Phillips.
The funny thing was that The Who and Jimmy were determined to outdo each other.
Experienced bassist Noel Redding.
There's some conflict about whether The Who should follow us or should we follow The Who. We said we don't care.
Pete Townsend of The Who remembers it this way.
We couldn't really decide, so we just said, well, you know, I said to Jimmy, I said, we're not going to follow you on. So he said, well, I'm not going to follow you on. So I said, listen, we are not going to follow you on, and that is it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're here, ready to go on now. Our gear's going to be there. That's the end of it, you know. And there was a certain look up in his eye, and he got on a chair, and he played some amazing guitar just standing on a chair in the dressing room. Janis Joplin was there, Brian Jones, Eric, and me, and a few other people just standing around. And then he got down off the chair and just said, turn round to me and just said, if I'm going to follow you, I'm going to pull all the stops.
I'm not losing my mind. This is for everybody here, man. This is the only way I can do it, you know. So we're going to do the English and American combined anthem together, okay? Don't get mad. No. Don't get mad. Everybody, I want everybody to join in too, all right? And don't get mad. This is it, man. I'm, there's nothing I can do more, man. This, ooh, look at those beautiful people.
Jimmy's fiery sacrifice, the burning of his guitar, has become one of rock's most famous moments. Michelle Phillips.
I was in the audience, but I was shocked. I had never seen anything like this in my life.
Journalist David C.
There was pandemonium. Absolute pandemonium. People were running up and down the aisles, yelling. Just and this sheer excitement of this thing. People were going nuts, and I was one of them. And I remember thinking at the time that I had seen history in the making.
While Jimmy's guitar burning was outrageous, it was in the context of superb musicianship. In a short 40-minute set, he demonstrated both incredible showmanship and complete mastery of his instrument. Living Color guitarist Vernon Reed.
Well, the ability to control feedback, I mean, that is that the volume level of the instrument literally completely takes over. To control it to the degree that Jimi Hendrix did is unprecedented. I mean, he used very basic materials. His guitar oftentimes was really out of tune. What he was doing was so beyond the way he was hearing it was so beyond those sort of, oh, his guitar is out of tune. It was like he was having a discussion on a whole other level.
Is that right? Wow, man.
think I love. But I wanna know for sure. Come here and suck it to me one more time again. Oh shucks, I love you.
Wild Thing, a dramatic conclusion to the debut United States performance of the Jimi Hendrix Experience at the Monterey International Pop Festival in June 1967. This has been the Jimi Hendrix Experience live at Monterey, American Landing, presented by Universal Music and Experience Hendrix. Produced by Ben Manila and distributed by Paul Marzalek for Media Mechanics. Special thanks to Janie Hendrix, John McDermott, Ramon Galbert, Elliot Kendall, and Jim Swenson. You can hear more at jimihendrix.com. And don't forget the newly remastered CD and DVD, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, live at Monterey. And how did Jimmy himself react to the show's success?
It was such a good feeling, especially in your own home country. And I guess they feel the same way, right?
I'm Gary Moore.
This has been a presentation of Media Mechanics.